I mean, there was that. There were some other maintenance items going on, but generally, it hasn't been that high either. I mean, 66,000 at the end of last year was really good. And 37,000 now, we've added 37,000 to it, is great. And that is a function of the change in our budget. And then also that's a combination of our revenue increase and then the cost reductions that Jessica worked on. And then also the cost reductions from, you know, the accountants, because we don't charge as much.
But you do more.
Yes.
No.
So, I mean, all that combined, I mean, I forget, how big of a raise did we go for? Was it 5%?
Yeah.
Is that we went for? Was 5%.
In the rents, yeah.
Yeah. So that's all baked into here. We felt like we had a little fair amount of cushion in the budget, so it felt like these numbers were going to come through. And they are. So that's nice. Now, with Mount Catherine, if you see the treasurer's fund here, account 119, that is our restricted fund that's set aside for capital projects. Technically, that balance should be, I forget the exact number, I think it's 108,000 is what we should be, maybe it's 110.
Yeah.
So we're short there. Now, the USDA has given us a variance, and they've done it for a number of years. I don't know the last time it was at the balance it was supposed to be. But they've given us a variance, and they say, yeah, we're still in compliance, but the rule is we should be at that 108, 110 number. So we got a way to go here. You'll see the majority of that increase in our cash is sitting in our operating account at Zions. We're just letting it stack up right there for now. Every month we transfer over from operating to that treasury fund about $860, I think, is what we're moving. We're getting to the point now, you know, we're halfway through the year. We probably ought to look at increasing that amount.
Can we do 1,000?
Easy. I was thinking we would add a couple thousand to
it. Yeah, I'd recommend more than 1,000.
Yep.
And that's to go to the PTI funds? Or PTI?
It is, okay. Yes. That's where it sits, is with the state. And it does collect interest. So one thing I did find at the end of the year was I noticed that these PTIF accounts weren't collecting interest. There was only one that was collecting interest. So I called them and said, hey, what's going on? And what had happened was Van was redirecting all the interest into the Delta Sands account. So all the interest from the other accounts were all just going into one account. So, I mean, we were getting the interest. But I just split it up, put it back into the original accounts so we could see what was happening.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's all going there. So, yeah, something to think about is raising
so
that contribution.
What all does that PTIF account cover?
The only thing it does is it's there to cover, we're supposed to have enough cash on hand to cover large capital items like roofs,
okay,
those kinds of things.
So is that the reason for the 108,000 project or a goal, or would they like that to be a minimum and us have more than that in there? Is that
no? It's at 108 is where they want us to be.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if we get more, we got to find places to put it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And we'll talk about that. Yeah. Options.
Sorry. This is Jim. So I just have a question. Why do we have 2119 accounts? I mean, why is there 119? And a 119-100. Is that two different investments with the state or what?
They are two different investments. I don't know why we have two different investments with the state.
Okay.
I think the one is restricted and the 2500 is not. The 49,000 is restricted.
I don't know.
Okay.
I wish I knew.
So this one that's restricted, this is Valerie. The goal is to get it to the 108, and then when we have large projects, we can use that and then replenish it back up to the 108. That's the idea, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is Jessica. The reason it's restricted is we have to put our proposal project through the USDA, and they have to approve it, and
right,
then they'll release the funds.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if we find something that we would need to be done during the year, just because we're not at 108, it doesn't limit us from using those funds, does it, Brent?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, no, but sorry.
That's
sorry, but this is Jim, but if you wanted to do something during the year and not have to go through the an approval from the USDA, you'd use the 101.000 account, right?
Well, so the, I mean, that 49,000 is sitting there. We can tap into it at any time. It's just the issue is that, you know, we're going to run afoul of the, this 108 issue. And so if we can't replenish it fast enough by the end of the year, then technically we get the note from the USDA saying, hey, you're under your limit. But as long as we're, according to what Mary Jane told me, as long as we're actively contributing to it and trying to rebuild, they're giving us a variance. But yes, we are short a lot of cash in that fund.
Well, I mean,
it's available. We can use it.
But it's only available if you get approval from the FDA. The USDA.
I don't think we need approval from the USDA.
That's what we were told for the last couple of years. So.
Yeah, it's like I said. They're not signatures on our account. We are. We control that money. It's there to be used for capital replacements and that kind of stuff. The issue is where it's been so low for all these years. We have to show that we're trying to replenish it and get it back to where it needs to be. So I think that the issue would be, like it's always been, is if we're not the 108 during the audit, the question comes back from the USDA, hey, what's going on? Well, we used it for a $100,000 roof rebuild, and we're going to replace it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we've had different information in the past, so you might want to check on that.
I'm going to double check on that, because I think I have seen that it does need to go through them. There's an application process.
Yeah.
But I will double check.
What it's always been told to me, so.
Well, there's another issue with these Treasury funds account. I think I brought this up, is the USDA does not like them being with the state of Utah because they don't have access to those funds.
Right.
Meaning, if we were to go upside down, if we were to go bankrupt or default on, for whatever reason on their loan, they could then take over this account, which is, the acronym is DACA, and I can't remember. Deposit Account Control Agreement is what it stands for. They want us to move it out of the state and put it with a normal bank.
A normal bank.
And I told them, you know, we probably weren't going to do that right now. So that one's hanging out there, and that one could catch us at some point in time. So
is there any financial penalties? So say the account is under and there were not any active capital improvements for the year. Is there a risk of financial penalties?
Not that I'm aware of. I've never seen one, and they've never told us that there would be one. Okay. Any more questions on the cash balance? I mean, the moral of the story is we are adding to our balance in a favorable way, which is where we thought we would be going when we built the budget.
And we're in a much better position than last year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and so this is Jim. So do you want a motion to put more money into that now or later or what? You said you wanted to put...
I think the board should consider upping the ante.
Could we do 2,000 and still be okay with little lift project? I guess if it's there, we can get it back out if we really need it.
Yes.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to go to 2,000. I can't make it.
Jerry seconds it.
No, I didn't.
You have a motion. Somebody's got
I thought you said. Mm-hmm. I've got a quick question. What's the advantage of putting it into? This is Vicki, by the way. What's the advantage of putting it into that account?
It's just a better interest rate.
Okay, I was wondering if the interest was higher. Okay, thanks.
I'd like one other question too. So if more money is allocated into this separate account, is it? I understand it's accessible for capital improvements. Is it accessible also for operations if necessary?
Well, when I was on the board before, I know it was used for operational costs because we were out of money. And so I know it's been used that way. But that's not the intent. So we try to stay away from it for those purposes. But
yeah. And this is Jim.
So with a with the additional couple of thousand dollars, what's the percentage for like the operating budget per month?
You mean how much cash would be taken? Is that your question?
Yeah. Well, with the on a month over month basis, like with whatever is net after all the expenses, and then putting 2,000, like is it gonna potentially put operations at risk if there's additional expenses or emergencies come up?
No, that's a great question. So we're adding around 8,000 a month is what we have left over. So if we pulled another 2,000 out of that, we should be in good shape.
That still allows like $6,000 of clean operational cash to float whatever needs to happen.
Yes. Yep.
So, okay. Matt, this is Jim. I'm not an accountant, but you're not here. You have to understand that we have $41,000 for operating expenses that has nothing to do with what he's talking about. He's going to take $2,000 out of the income and get the investment thing up to where the USDA says they want it. So.
Right. Yeah, my concern is like being a complete novice and not seeing the paperwork is allocating too much into that, you know, savings account, you know, so to speak, you know, to make sure that it doesn't, like if something comes up, that there's not any kind of put the operations in a pinch because we've allocated like too much money.
Right.
Too much of an increase.
Yeah, we should have plenty of buffer. Any more talk
back
about that?
Back to the motion.
Jerry says.
Jerry makes a motion.
Jerry's making a motion that we up our deposit to that
PTIF.
PTIF account,
yeah.
To 2,000 a month.
I'll second the motion.
I have a question real quick. Do we want to wait and double check and make sure that we can dip into that without authorization before we make a motion? Or just go for it? Okay.
No.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. So the motion is then to increase it by $2,000.
Well, I can't see us spending $41,000.
So for a total of $2,000 a month. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
Okay, I've got a motion and a second that we increase the PTIF fund to $2,000 a month. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Brett.
Okay, there's nothing else I really want to cover on Mount Catherine. Okay, Delta Sands. Okay, so this one, we look at our bank accounts again. At the end of June, we have $228,000 on hand. At the end of December, we had $188,000. So we've added to our balance by roughly $40,000. Which is very similar to what we've done in Mount Catherine. So we've added roughly, 76,000 to our cash on hand in 6 months. So
that's nice.
Yeah, that's what I mean is we have extra money to put against the Mount Catherine situation.
Well, we can't mix the sands money with Mount Catherine, can we?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Some of that you can. So it is important to keep the expenses and the revenue separate. And the reason for that is the buildup of our, and to support what we want to recover in revenue. Because we have to support all that to the USDA. And so that was one comment I was going to bring up is, when you do see the audit bill, just split that in two and put half on Mount Catherine. So cut two checks and give to them. That way we keep all that separate. And every month we are sending $3,200 from Mount Catherine to Delta Sands to reimburse for administrative costs. So we're trying to show the true expenses on both sides of the books.
Yeah. So when you say to reimburse for administrative costs, is that because all administrative costs are done in the Sands account?
Yes.
Okay.
All the payroll, all of the account expenses, QuickBooks, things like that, they all come out of Delta Sands.
So there can be some mixing.
Yeah, I mean, there can be some mixing. But at the end of the day, it's the same, it's one entity. Right.
You just have to keep track of what account it's going into.
Yeah.
And out of.
What location is incurring what expenses. Again, because we have to support what we're charging residents. And so if we get that out of kilter, it won't be fair to the guys in Fillmore, and it won't be fair to the guys in Delta, right? So so we try to keep all that clean, but at the end of the day, it's one organization.
Yeah.
The money resides with the Miller County Housing Authority. Not Delta Sands, not Mount Catherine. It's the Miller County Housing Authority.
Okay.
It's that entity's funds.
And this is Jim, just a follow-up. So I don't know if it was the roof at Mount Catherine or the carpet, but I know that we took money from Delta to, you know, to do that. So this, not the PT whatever account, but I mean just the basic account, you have the ability to take money if Fillmore doesn't have it and they need, I don't know, their sewer system blows up, I don't know. You have the ability to do that. They have to pay you back. I mean, we want them to pay you back.
Oh, and it makes sense what Fred says. We are one entity.
Yeah, we are. So this is a little different discussion than what we had in Mount Catherine. You'll see that the Utah Public Treasurer account, the last one there, it is at $133,000. And I think our limit there was like 120 or something. So we are over the balance, which means we're bringing in more income than the expenses that we are paying for, which is where we finally wanted to get to. So that this gives us a lot of options is we can divert some of this cash back into Mount Catherine to get us up to that 110 or that 108. Once we get to that level, then I think it's appropriate to revisit our revenue stream and what we're charging residents. There may be a point in time where we don't increase because of inflation. There may be a point where we pull it back a hair. It's unusual that you'd go backwards, but our point is not to generate profit, right? Our point is to serve these low-income folks. And so we're getting to that point to where we're catching up for all of our prior sins. And, you know, we got other options and issues we're going to deal with as opposed to not having money that we've been strapped with for all these years.
So it's because I have to drive a lady to Provo at 3:30 tomorrow morning. I guess I'm in one of those moods. But,
Well, good for you.
Doctors, you know, you tell me that the patient lives in Delta. I'm her ride, okay? You tell them that they live in Delta, and they go, well, come, you need to be there by 5:45. And you say, but we're 2 hours away. Oh, well, everybody else that's coming tomorrow is 2 hours away. Well, you didn't give them the 5:45. So sorry if I'm a little, I don't know what today. But to your point, I mean, I just want to follow up with Brent. So when you raise things at the Delta Sands and the Fillmore facility, you're not raising the lower income people's money. You're raising the money that you get from the USDA. So it has nothing to do, you're not putting older people out on the street.
No.
What you're doing is taking money from the government, which helps to be able to afford roofs and solar and different things.
Isn't there a percentage of that based on their...
30% of their income. So there, it doesn't matter if we raise or lower rents. The amount the tenant pays is always going to be 30% of their adjusted income.
Okay, yeah, so you're right.
And is that set in stone?
Yes.
We can't adjust that. No, that's...
Okay. Nope. In fact, we renew it every year. So if their income changes up or down one way or another, we recertify that every single year.
Yeah.
So what do we try to make per unit?
It's like 900 and something.
That's the total rent with USDA.
Yes.
And us. And,
yep.
And there, okay.
It's a pretty inexpensive grant.
So before I shut up, so what that really means is you want to apply for a raise from the USDA every single year that we're in business. Whether they give it to you or not is another question, but you want to apply for it every single year, don't you, Jessica?
I can see Brent's point. If we don't need the money, we don't need to be collecting it. If we have all of our accounts full, we're not a for-profit business.
At some point, I think Mary Jane would question us.
I agree.
You know? If we're folding gills on all of our cash accounts, I would think she would question us. But I've never had that conversation with her because we've never been in that position.
Yeah.
So, okay, so moral of the story is we're up, just call it 70,000 from where we were at the end of 2025, 6 months into the year. I mean, if we stay on this course, we're going to have another 50, 60,000 by the end of the year sitting in our accounts. Okay, one thing to call out, the payroll liability. If you look down in 211, down towards kind of the middle of your page there, we had a credit of roughly $1,100, and that was for a double payment on payroll taxes. We did get that refunded. I still have a difference of about $180. I got to try to figure out where that's at. But we did get that money back from the IRS, so it did come in. Okay, I think that's all the budget. Well, any other questions on the financials?
I forgot to write it down. In the next 6 months, you anticipate how much more income?
Boy, we
roughly.
Get, we get 50, 60,000. Easy. I mean, the next big expense we have is the audit, and that's... Well, he raised it. I don't remember.
It's like 10,000.
Did he talk to you about that?
Yeah, he did. I think it's 10,000 this year, and then 11,000 the next year, and 1,000 every year for 3 years.
Yeah. You have a schedule, right? Mm-hmm.
But yes, he did discuss it, and we did bring it before the board and make a decision.
Okay. So 10,000 this year, and then it goes up next year.
If I remember it right. I think it's either 10 or 11, but I think this year he held it at 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he wanted more than going forward. Is that the way you remember it?
Yeah, I think so.
So we've got that coming, which we can easily cover. I have talked to the auditors about the audit. I don't know where it's at today. I thought we had everything resolved a couple of weeks ago. Have you heard anything out of it?
I have not.
I haven't heard anything. So. That should be winding down.
Yeah.
So we've got that, and then we got the budget coming up. So I'll send around that template again that we worked on last year in August. I'll send that to you. And the budget is due to USDA by the 1st of October.
So which you had our board meeting for October, but we decided that one's going to be the end of September.
So I question that. I was going to bring that up.
Okay. I remember that now. September what?
The last Wednesday.
Yeah,
the 30th.
Okay.
Do you want to have it the week before so we can talk about the budget?
Because the budget would be due the very next day.
Yeah, in the event that there's some issues that we need to resolve, I'd like more than overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll be sending it to her on the 30th.
So is the 23rd going to work for everybody?
Is that a Wednesday still? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's all I've got.
I have. This is Jim again and again. I have a question for Brent. So if we decide to apply for an increase this year, which I think we should, isn't inflation running about... You know, under the people, never mind, I'm not going to get political. But anyway, let's just say inflation is not dead. So I think you ought to apply for one. So, Jessica, when do you, is it Brent that does that? I mean, I don't.
Brent and I work together, but Brent puts it together, yes.
Okay, well, anyway, I'd suggest that we do, but then Do I need to make a motion of that?
I think I would suggest that we do continue to ask for a raise, and we can find ways to spend it. And if we run out of ways to spend it, then we can look at stop asking.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to be as aggressive as we've been in the past, you know.
Go ahead, Matt.
So if a raise is applied for, make sure I'm understanding this right, and is granted, that is a per tenant amount. Would that like also increase by whatever percentage that goes up? That would also increase the tenant's contribution requirement by the appropriate like same amount, like percentage wise.
So this is Jessica. The amount that the tenant pays is always going to be 30% of their adjusted income, no matter what the rental rate is. The difference is going to be made up by the USDA. So if it goes up $100, the USDA pays us an extra $100.
Right. So, but does it work conversely too? So it's if you get more money from the USDA, and so you like, does that mean that the tenants are responsible for whatever increased percentage that is to their contribution amount as well?
No, their rent never goes up unless their income changes. But the percentage that is charged is always going to stay the same.
Unless the base charge rate changes. You can ask for more money without increasing the cost to the consumer.
Yes.
That's a big yes.
Okay, thank you.
Now I forgot what I was going to ask. No, oh, well, it's gone.
So do we need a proposal to get him to increase the rent this year or what?
No, I think that's just something we just do.
Keep in mind and move over it with the budget.
Yeah, we'll mention it as part of the minutes in the budget meeting on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just figure out whatever this year's inflation rate is and plug that in.
I don't think they ever give you what you ask for, do they, Jessica?
We were conservative last year. We've been going 8%, and this last year we only went 5.
Oh, okay.
I think we went 15 one year, didn't we?
Yeah, that's because for years we hadn't asked for anything.
Yeah.
And we were close to bankruptcy.
Yeah. Well, we're in much better shape now is the moral of the story.
Did you have anything else in, Brent?
I don't, unless anybody has any questions for me.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate everything you do.
Thanks.
Yes.
Oh, it's nice to need something and have it right there in front of us.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thanks, Brent.
Thank you, Brent.
See ya.
I guess we're into your minutes.
Shannon, hi.
Oh, we are.
Okay. Yes. Do you guys got any suggestion on his minutes? Was you here last time, Pam?
No, we talked about solar. Who did the solar? Zoom.
Yeah, I was here.
Okay, all right. I thought you wasn't here, and I would have a question.
That was the TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the other audio did not work.
Yeah, that was the worst video ever in the history of.
Yep. Then I want to go down to. Is somebody trying to come in?
No,
the door's shut. All right. The sentence that starts discussed.
Well, how far down?
Well, let's start. Okay, I'll start reading at Spencer. Spencer, how long the project would take to complete? Spencer said approximately 10 days to complete. Our roof age discussed, and we know it is less than 10 years old. I'm a little confused as to what we're meaning there.
When did we get the new roof on this?
How long ago was the roof installed? Because it would affect installation of solar panels. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Because if it's too old, then they have to put a new roof on and then
first.
Put them on.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, now that makes sense. All right. And then down here where the sentence starts, Dan requested that Jessica send emails out to each board member to review. Pat said that we would then have a meeting. I said we may, depending on.
Oh, you turned it off.
No, it's somebody's.
Wanting
to get it. Are you still there, Matt?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Instead of wood of May. But then have another portrait.
Anyway, I just change wood to May is all I would suggest.
Well, they are having a board meeting about it, so it's on the agenda, right? So.
Okay. I thought we were suggesting about having a special.
Well, but we didn't say that. But I mean, we did. We talked about it. We didn't
No,
say
I
that.
Thought we were.
All right.
I can change that, sure.
Since we didn't,
I didn't. And that's all what I saw on there. Anybody else got any suggestions with the minutes?
No, I thought it was okay.
Okay, then I need a motion to approve the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from last board meeting.
Okay.
Jared seconds it.
All right. Valerie made the motion. Jerry seconded it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed? Okay. All right. Looks like we're to you, Jessica.
Did everybody get my email? We'll start with that. Kind of streamlines things.
I dropped this again.
There were some exciting things happening. Honestly, good, but exciting.
I'm sorry, I didn't
okay.
get it.
No. I brought a copy, and I'll let you guys look at it. So. The first thing is the carpets in the Delta Sands were not great, and not in great shape. And that was one thing I was going to ask for, is maybe look at replacing the carpet. However, we had a carpet cleaner come, and this was the before and this is the after.
Wow, that's impressive.
Before and after.
It was super impressive.
I was over there while they were doing it.
And, I mean, that was one tenant's apartment, but... it's like that in all the halls. And I set up a, he's going to keep coming back. We're going to, a maintenance program. And so he'll just, $300 a month, 1 month he'll come to Delta, the next month he'll go to Mount Catherine, and we'll just keep the carpets in good shape. He said that they were still in good shape. They still have life in them. We didn't need to replace them. Let's just keep them clean. So we're going to go with that.
So is that just in the main areas, not in individual apartments?
So he did three or four. This is in an individual's apartment.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he also did in the main areas, and as needed, he would do like $50 a room if just come and do people's apartments if we needed. So
just so I'm clear on it for the minute. So he did clean every tenant's room?
No, he did not. He cleaned all the main areas and three or four tenants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the carpet cleaner?
Alex Choles out of Oak City. Yeah. And he's super nice, great to work with. It was reasonably priced. So it was $2,500 for Delta and $1,500 for Fillmore.
Well, that is good price.
So we had a series of fires. This is in the courtyard. That is a tree stump.
At the Delta Stands.
Yep.
Did
so
someone start it?
A couple months ago. A couple months ago, we had a tenant noticed a fire in one courtyard with in a garbage can. He pulled it out onto the grass, hosed it down, put it out. It was in a garbage can. I looked at the cameras. That particular camera did not show how it happened. We had suspicions, but we didn't have anything. The next time, it was in the same area, only the year before we had had like grow bags and they were growing tomato plants, and so it was just like dirt and in a bag, and that had started on fire. We put that out. Still couldn't see who it was. There was a cigarette butt next to it.
Are these things intentional, you think?
No, I watched him.
Okay.
This time, it clear as day, had a cigarette, he just flipped it. It went straight into that stump. An hour later, there's black smoke. 2 hours later, the whole thing's ablaze. I get a phone call at like 1 o'clock in the morning, get the garden hose and put it out.
Well, he's just trying to get rid of the stump for you.
Yeah. So we were able to see who it was this time. I wrote him a letter and said, don't do that again.
here's our point system. You've got 4 points, one more point, and you're eligible for eviction. So, and that stays in his file for a year.
And this is Jim. They have ashtrays out there, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do. He's smoking in non-smoking designated areas, too. So there's a smoke shack with ashtrays and whatnot. So, this is the picture from today, the tree that fell on the roof. There was also another one earlier in the month, big branches that are falling off the trees. We've got tree trimmer that's come, and he's taking care of all the trees. He's going to top them so we don't have those big branches, and it's also going to make it so the gutters aren't so clear full of leaves and other stuff, too.
Did it hurt the roof?
It did not hurt the roof. That happened while I was in Fillmore. I didn't know about it until later in the evening, and they said somebody had thrown a rope around it, hooked it up to the truck, and pulled it down to the ground. Said, please don't do that again. Because it would, if they had done it just wrong, it would have come down and hit the roof, or it could have gone into the window of the next apartment.
Yeah.
There were lots of things that could have gone wrong, but it didn't, so.
We lucked out.
We did. Yeah. The next thing, Vicky can probably speak on this. There was an individual that was contacting the county about HUD housing here in Miller County, was disappointed that it was not available, that we weren't doing our jobs as a housing authority, and she was just generally unhappy.
Yes.
And she was persistent.
Mildly.
Yeah. Very and she persistent. Was she was persistent.
Holy crap.
She got on the agenda at last week's council meeting. Pat and I went over, we answered all of her questions. Essentially, HUD housing is not available because they don't have any more money. They can't give us any vouchers because they can't pull them out of thin air. So there is another way. If we contact another housing authority and do an interlocal agreement, they give us some of their vouchers. That's not likely to happen. The few that I did contact, they're like, no, thank you. So I put it back on her. I've still been communicating with her. I put it back on her and said, hey, you get me in touch with your housing authority. Let's see who we need. Why don't you talk to them and see if they're, she's in Cedar City, see if they're willing to enter into an agreement. And so I kind of put it back on her. She felt better. She apologized. She's like, I come in a little hot. I'm like, yeah, you did, but that's okay.
Her and Jessica had worked things out, and she really appreciated her new best friend, Mrs. Adams.
Yeah. She kept calling me Mrs. Adams, which was fine.
Well, I just have a question. Did you want to speak to that, Vicki?
This is Vicki. I thought Jessica handled it very well. She, before the meeting, Jessica typed up an email and sent it to her and addressed the concerns she had. I thought Jessica handled it very, very well.
That was one of the emails she
sent. Yeah, so in type, in print, I was a bit more formal because those can be seen and used, and she was posting things on Facebook, so I was keeping it formal and very concise. But when we were talking, and she's just like, oh, you're not a bad person. I'm like, no, I'm not. It's fine.
See, that's what I want to say is my son called me up, and he said, just let you know, Dad, before you go to your board meeting, there's a lady that's blasting the housing board on the internet. Not in a nice way.
And she was trying to rally the troops to get all these people to go, and nobody else showed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she lives in Iron County.
Yeah. She is from Delta originally.
Her parents still live here.
They do. She was genuinely, I thought she was trying to get housing and move back to Delta, but she's just genuinely trying to be an advocate for people that need. She's using that program and finds it helpful and knows that there's lots of people, the people that could benefit from it as well.
Oh, so she's not trying to move here?
She's not. Nope.
Oh.
Well, this is Valerie. I read through the emails, and I just wanted to commend you on your tone, because there was definitely a very different tone in your responses, and that's very commendable.
Yeah.
Years of practice.
Like, why did she do all this if she's not moving here?
She just felt very strongly about it.
She wanted to be appointed advocate for the county. For
she did.
People. And we
said, our county?
Yes.
Even though she doesn't live here.
Yeah. We said, we're not going to.
That's not a position.
No. Probably wanted to get paid for it.
So she did reference possibly coming to a meeting. Do you think that might happen?
She couldn't come this month. I said, I'll send you the invite for next time. So she has transportation issues and she lives in Cedar City, so I'm not sure if that's possible, but I will keep her in the loop.
Also, same topic, there was a lady that called me the other day and was wondering, they wanted to move from Utah
County. She called me yesterday.
Okay.
Yes. Asking what options there were. I told her, I mean, we are elderly and or disabled and low income, and I sent her an application. I said, we'll figure it out if you qualify. So
I thought maybe she'd seen that on Facebook.
Possibly. She had been talking with somebody, she said. She didn't say their name, but she's like, I just wanted to call you and see what options there are. So we went over the options.
I used to get phone calls ages ago.
You didn't have a Jessica.
No, I didn't. And they were from Utah County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And wanted to move down here. And we just, like you, I just said what we have.
Yeah.
And I said, that's what we've got.
Jessica, do we have any openings?
No.
So that makes it easy.
There's a couple that are leaning in that direction. There's only one, two ways that you
can I help you?
They start any more fires. So, you know.
There's one of them I'd like to help you with, the push.
There's cigarette butts and spitting.
Yeah. Is the spitting still going on?
Not that I've seen. We've had
is
the carpet
still there.
He's still here. Yeah.
Okay.
He passed his inspection. This is his apartment. I said, you have a brand new carpet. I don't want to see it like this ever again. You won't pass inspection if it looks like that. So.
Good. What about the dogs?
What dogs?
His dogs.
He had two dogs.
Yeah.
He has two letters. You can have one emotional support animal per tenant.
Right. That's two dogs.
Yep. So
he still has them.
Yep.
So he's the same one. The visitor's the same.
No,
I'm talking about a different person.
Okay. No, two different people. Yeah. Okay. The last is just the maintenance items that have been going on. Because we have more cash, normally we when an appliance goes out, we go up to the appliance repair store, get a refurbished one, and replace it. I've been buying new ones because people deserve to have new things sometimes. So we've had a couple fridges. We've had four air conditioners over here in Delta. A water heater. I mean, there's just some of the bigger things. We try to fix things if they're fixable, and some things were, but some things are not. So, I mean, the water heater was fixable, but the parts were almost as much as just getting a new one. I said, let's get a new one. So, okay. Speaking of money, we have some, and I'd like to spend some. One of the things that I would like to do is in Delta, every year we have our fire alarm system certified and they go through and test the whole system. He says you are passing, but every single fire smoke detector, they have a 10-year expiration date and they've been in for 40 years. They're original. So they should probably be replaced. The fire doors, between every hallway, there's a door that is supposed to be held by a magnet. When the alarm goes off, the magnet releases, the door shuts, and that helps contain fire in the hallways.
My daughter lived there 11 years.
They've never worked.
And they never worked from the day that she moved in.
Yeah.
And she's been dead now for 7.
So currently, we just prop them open. If the fire alarm goes off, somebody would have to go around and pull out every single prop for them to shut. We also have two individuals that are deaf. They cannot hear. And I got a quote to put in a strobe light in their apartments.
That's nice.
the one that she's in her early 30s, I expect her to be there for a long time. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. We can just go through and redo those repairs and replacements, or he gave us a quote for the whole system. Get a new panel. He said this panel is, it's doing, it is sending a signal, but that's about it. That's the quote from
so it really should all just be replaced.
It should.
So this quote is just for the stands, is that
this
correct?
Is just for the stands. He did give me one for Mount Catherine. I didn't send it out. It's about 10,000. It had less issues than the Sands did. Their fire doors do work.
So how much is the Sands one?
13,850.
No. 13,550.
Okay.
So do we trust a place that's called Pyro Protection?
I have met with him when we did our inspections. The old inspector, they came, the panel is a Johnson panel, and I called up Johnson, and they were all the ones that always did it. They charged us $5,000 to inspect it.
Yep.
He charged us
$800.
Wow. So, yeah, I trust him. He's the one that said, hey, all of your smoke detectors are expired. And when he did the... he did the fire extinguishers. He said, these are actually expired too. They should be replaced every so often as well. He was knowledgeable. He wasn't pushing things, but he's like, these are things, you are passing your inspection, but these are things that would be good.
Probably hasn't happened since Bryce Ashby started that problem.
Probably. So.
So just one full of questions, but so the smoke detectors, are they individual ones in each room with a battery, or are they something that runs off of?
So in the Sands, they are individually in each room. They are hardwired in, but they are for power, but they are not hardwired into the system. So if one goes off in room 13, it's not going to set off the entire system. If the smoke makes its way out to the hallway and the hallway goes off, everything goes off.
Yeah.
The ones in Fillmore, I believe, are hardwired into the system. So if somebody sets it up in their room, everybody's goes off. So he was part of the bid. He was going to work with the fire inspector and say, what do you want to, how much up to code do you want to bring this? So. The other request was in Mount Catherine. They're rain gutters. We've got one that just dumps straight down. The gutter, it's not going down the gutter, it's just a steady stream, gallons upon gallons, and it goes straight into an air conditioner. Mm-hmm. We've had to replace that air conditioner. And so I brought somebody in and said, can you fix that? And he said, sure, and he put it back together, ran some duct tape around it, and said, you probably need a new one. He said, at least this section needs to be replaced. So I talked to two different people and got bids. Jake, I trust Jake. He's done the gutters on my house, but we've done work with Dallas as well. And they both said, these gutters are nailed in, and they are going to pull away. They just need to be replaced.
So a question, Jake, obviously, he's a lot more efficient. I mean, well, that's money than Dallas. Why would we not have Jake bid Fillmore too?
That is Fillmore.
Oh, okay. I thought Jake was doing this one here.
And they're both for Fillmore. Right. I'm required to get two bids. I went to Jake because I knew and trusted him, and I went to a guy in Fillmore that had said, "Hey, your gutters are looking bad. Can I bid it for you?" I said, "Go ahead." So
how do they attach them now instead of nailing them?
I honestly don't know.
They screw them in.
Yeah. Screws instead of nails. Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, Jake's done my house. I trust him. And he was much cheaper.
Mm-hmm. And he does too.
He does good.
And he's
job.
Fast.
Yeah, he's been some of mine too.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we wanting to act on this, or do you want to have the solar panel discussion and go back? What are you thinking? Do you have other items?
After talking to Creekstone, I think we ought to see if they come up with either solar panels for us for free or give some money, but I think it's going to have to be a little ways down the road because they're not to that point yet.
Yeah.
And the way that Brent, I mean, we have enough in our bank accounts to cover both of those projects individually. Yeah. The way that Brent was talking, we've got another 50, 60,000 coming. We could possibly, in the next year and a half, save up enough to do one facility and then keep saving a couple more years and do the other and pay it outright.
Yeah. They mentioned that they're going to be buying so many solar panels that they will be getting a really good price on them.
Okay. So maybe we let that one play out.
Well, I want to report to the board what I find out, but let's go back. Do you need approval on this where it's over the $5,000? I think you do.
Yes, I would.
Okay, so I need a motion to approve awarding the bid to the low bid of, let me see it, with Jay Kreit. I didn't add all that together.
So,
$10,002. Somebody's got it.
Yeah, I did that. That doesn't include the leaf guard. I don't think it needs it in Fromer. I would do it definitely if we did it in Delta, but there's not trees around it in Fillmore.
Isn't there? Okay, because I sure love them on mine.
I climb the roof twice a year in Delta and dump everything out.
You mean here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we ought to look at here and see if we need to at least put our leaf gutters on.
Well, I think they would probably be replaced too, but okay. I felt the fire alarm system was more important.
Okay, so we've got fire alarm system that we need to take action on, and then we need to take action on the rain gutters.
Right.
So fire alarms in Delta, rain gutters in Fillmore.
Let me open this up.
Well, I propose we spend the $13,550 for the fire alarm upgrade in Mount Catherine.
Delta.
I second it.
Okay, we've got a motion. Who gave us that? Oh, Pyro.
Yes.
Pyro. To accept the bid from Pyro for $13,550, is that what it was?
Yeah.
To update the fire alarm system in Delta. And who made the motion?
I did. Valerie.
Who seconded it?
Jerry
seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there
aye.
You are there.
I keep closing it too early. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But go ahead, Ned. All right, and so that motion carries. Now we need to deal with the rain gutter move. I've got two bids for rain gutters. I have a bid from Jay Kreit, and these are rain gutters in
Fillmore.
For $10,200, not including the leaf guard, and from D&K Renovations, I have a bid of $15,875 without the rain guard and $20,125 with. And you're not as concerned about the rain guard over there.
I'm not.
Okay. So I have those two motions on the floor. I need a motion to accept one or reject both.
So is it D&K that's the lowest one?
No, it's Jake Wright's substantially lower.
So I'll make a motion that we have Jake Wright, the lower of the two bids, do the rain gutters without leaf guards in Fillmore.
I second it.
Yes.
All right. We got the motion to accept Jake Wright's bid. All those in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay. Did you have anything else?
Last thing, we have been using a credit card that's been in my mom's name. She's co-signed it. I've talked to the bank. They said we can get either a credit card or a debit card. Either way is fine with me. It doesn't matter. Do you guys have a preference on which direction we go? Credit card, we fill out a credit application. Debit card, we have a motion here, and I send him the minute notes.
I've always felt and heard, and I don't know how true it is, that if you, and you order stuff on the internet with a card, don't you?
I pay Brent's bill. I have to order some things in on Amazon. I pay QuickBooks, and that's about it.
Okay. I've heard that if you have a problem that that you want to contest it, it's easier to contest a credit card than a debit card. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's what I've heard. True. I've heard too.
I know that we'd have to fill out the application, but you did. Was he sure that we would qualify now that we can show an income stream?
Yes. I just need to give him a balance sheet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, you get points, don't you? And I know the county gets them on.
We do get. We are currently getting points. We got $200 in credit card points on the purchases that we've made so far. Okay. But.
All right. So I need a motion to go with a credit card or a debit card, and to close out the credit card that was bought before, or we had before.
It's in Jane Ann's name.
We're not going to close it out. You're just going to take us off of it, right?
I'm going to close it out.
Oh.
It says
she'll get
a new one. It says Delta Sands Jane Ann.
Oh, sorry.
It.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't understand.
Yeah. And before that, it said Delta Sands Bob Allred. That's how it's always been.
Got it.
But you don't really need to have your name on
it. I really don't want to. No,
I don't want it. I just assumed it'd go this route. When she told me what precipitated the conversation was when I was signing, I said, whose credit card is this?
Yeah.
And then we had a discussion. So I called Dan Diaz the next day, and he told me the discussions he had with you. And I said, well, we'll look into it. And in the meantime, Jessica and I had a discussion about it, too. So, yeah.
So if we get a new credit card, then there's nobody's name attached to it?
It would just be Miller County Housing Authority, because that's
assets,
what our bank account's in.
Or assets from the housing authority or under income, and guarantee it.
And then there would be certain signers that are allowed to do
I didn't get that far, but I would assume. Okay.
You would have to set up a new account with Amazon. That name.
Yeah. No, I would just update the credit card information.
Replace the payment.
The payment.
Yeah. Because that's how I fixed the QuickBooks issue, is I just canceled my credit card and said, I'm not going to pay you anymore. They finally talked to me, and we got that handled.
they called you after you didn't pay for a month. Yeah.
Yes.
Otherwise, they wouldn't talk to you.
No, they would not.
Okay, back to the credit card discussion. Do I have anybody that would like to forward a motion to accept a credit or a debit? And Jessica doesn't care.
I don't have an opinion.
It's Pam's turn. She hasn't done one for a while.
Jerry's, it's your turn.
Is it better to do a credit card?
I think there are advantages to it.
Can I give you a personal experience?
Yeah, sure.
Many years ago, my son's moved to... my son moved. They needed a new washer and dryer up in Sandy, so we had somebody come and put it in. They charged us like triple what anybody else would have charged us. So I called up the credit card people. I called up Visa. I said, I'm not paying this. This is highway robbery. And I never heard anything from the people. I got a free installation of washer and dryer. If I'd had a debit card, I'd have been out of luck. So that's my personal feeling.
Yeah, and I've had my credit card number stolen several times, and they just wipe that out, and you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, I have too. I make a motion that we get a Miller County Housing Authority credit card.
What debt limit do we want? 5,000 enough?
Yeah.
Okay, with a debt limit of 5,000.
And make the
debt
debt limit at $5,000.
Got a motion from Jerry.
Seconded.
Pam seconded it. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, that motion carries.
I guess it's really a credit limit, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So, quick question. Is it important to set guidelines or limits on who is an authorized user of the credit card?
Our charter already kind of does that a little bit. Does it specify the manager as...
Historically, I've had a card. I've been the one that's been using it. But the way that our bill, when we get our bill, I put all every single receipt along with the check, and that credit card bill is thoroughly reviewed by the second person that signs the check. So we can put in procedures on how we want that to happen, but that's how it has been happening.
I think that's fine.
In my opinion, yeah, it's for the use of the manager, so the manager should be the one.
I'm the one in charge of all the bills. If a board member has something, then they just send it to me and I pay the bill.
Yeah, I think it's also, worth considering having at least one backup, too.
Me and Pat?
Yeah.
Sounds good. The board president?
Yeah.
Okay. Pat, would you like your own card? Okay.
No, I don't need a card.
Okay.
Unless you can see a reason for me to have one, but I don't see a reason.
Have you ever, in all the years that you were president, needed a card, Jerry?
It doesn't hurt. Really, it does not hurt.
But you have to keep track of it if you get one.
Yeah, I just don't.
Well, all you're going to do is if something happens to her, she can be in a car wreck.
And I've got the credit card in my pocket.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know where I've got the other 50 credit cards I said. That's fine.
Okay. Well, I could keep it.
You quit as the president. This job will come back to you in a minute. All right.
Okay.
Are you?
I'm done. We had a motion to get the credit card, right? And we set some parameters. I think we're good.
Okay. Let me tell you what happened. I told Jim about it, but I did some research on the solar panels. One of them I can quote. The Curtis down to the store has had nothing but nightmares with it. The
Ace Hardware?
Yeah. Clint Curtis is who I talked to. And anyway, the people that put it in, they had problems and it went. They had gone bankrupt. Mm-hmm. So they contacted another guy, and then the other guy talked him in and said, you need a battery to make this work fine. So they did that. They had a problem with the battery. That guy's gone bankrupt. Another big installation, I cannot mention the name. I just happened to know that he had put it in. He's in a lawsuit. And, he's going for other damages other than just the, and so I can't mention his name, but he's had similar problems. Now, there are good ones. I don't know how we would, we just asked for bids from people, and how are we going to recognize whether they're good or bad? And how
are we talking about?
And how long they'll be in business?
A solar contractor. Solar contractor, and how long they'll be in business. And then there's the possibility, as Vicki has said, that perhaps Creekstone might want to help, with it. And I know individual people that's put them up, and those that's put them up on a separate stand on somewhere else have had more success and like them better than those on the roof. They don't usually.
You're not supposed to clean them because your tap water has minerals in it.
No, you use distilled water.
Yeah, you'd have to use distilled water.
But anyway, I when we look into it, we may want to consider making carports out here for our people that we can then put solar panels on. I don't know.
Yeah, because Delta City won't allow you to mount them on the ground. But if they're on a carport, you're okay.
Yeah.
As long as they're on a roof.
But so how would that be different than putting it on the roof?
Well, the problem with roof asphalt shingles particularly is occasionally they leak, and then if you got to replace the roof, there's increased labor to replace the shingles.
You have to take the solar panels off and then put them back on.
And like I told Jim, whatever this board wants, I will pursue and I will, do whatever they'd like to do. And so that's my side of it.
Okay. Somebody else want to speak before I do?
No, I know of an instance where selling a house underneath solar panels, roof was, the shingles were awful, and no one would touch the solar panels. They had to go back to the company, but I don't even know what happened with that. But this owner himself took the solar panels off. And I think that's maybe not the best idea either, and then put them back. But if your roof feels bad, you're taking them off.
I know I'm not going to take them off, and I don't know that I could hire anybody that would take them off.
Nobody wants to touch them.
Did you want to speak to it, Valerie? No, you have it.
We do have solar panels on our house.
Yeah, do you want to tell us your experience?
Nice. We bought the house. It had solar panels on it. The roof was nice when we bought the house. It's still nice. We pay the bare minimum for our electric bill every month, which is nice because we can run the AC as much as we want.
Yes. we have solar panels. They're on their own racks, not on the roof. We put them in ourselves. And when I did the math, I felt that if we would have hired somebody to do it, because we did get a quote, that it just wasn't going to pay for itself. So since you got the house with them,
yes,
you're good.
So anybody else? Because I have been doing some research on this. So I talked to the two, this is Jim, sorry, Matt. So I talked to the two references that Spencer Christensen, the guy that did our presentation, I spoke to them. The one guy had it done 2 years ago on a business, and he said he was very happy with Spencer. I'm not trying to sell Spencer's thing. I'm trying to make a point. So then I talked to Teddy Hodges, who had two or three projects done with Spencer over a period of about 8 years, and he had nothing but praise for Spencer's company. So if I can talk you into making a decision on it, that's one of the companies we should at least look at farther. Now, realizing that the sun will be going down soon due to all my questions.
And you have to get up at 3:30.
I have to get up at 3:30. So our electric, just to encapsulate this, because Matt, you don't know anything about this. Our electric bill, Jessica tells us, is about $3,500 a year.
$3,500 a month.
Why did I write that down? I put per year. Anyway, yeah, it's $3,500 per month, and so it's whatever that is per year. And if you think it's still going to be that low in a year or two, I've got some old swampland in Florida I want to sell you. Because electricity, I think, is going to go up 8 to 10% a year for the foreseeable future. So the cost of the 45% reduction in the bill that he proposed was $167,000 for 25-year warranty. That's not through him. That's through the people that make the solar panels.
That's the panel's warranty.
So anyway, with a maximum of 15% loss of efficiency over 25 years. So pretty good. If we only borrowed, say, $67,000 and paid $100,000 cash, then we'd have to borrow, you know, like, I don't know, 6%, something like that, would cost you about $4,000 a year until the loan was paid off, which, based on what Brent's just got through telling me, would not be very darn long. Our savings would be about $15,000 a year on the 45%. So that means you pay four and save 15. I mean, I'm not a math major, but I think that's very doable. I just don't understand why we don't want to do this. I mean, not this minute, but by next June, you'll probably have, even with Jessica's wild spending, you'll still probably have something short of $300,000. So why wouldn't we do that? I just don't get it. Pardon?
I don't think we would have $300,000.
No, I said short of $300,000. So probably You're going 60,000.
Between the two bank accounts, we have about 100,000 right now. Yeah. Just in operating.
And he said you'd have 60,000 more, roughly 50,000-60,000 by January. So by January, if you drained your accounts, which I'm not suggesting, you could afford it. If you did most of them and borrowed part of it, that you could easily pay off. I just don't know why we want to keep paying that $3,500 a month for electricity when it could easily be half that. I don't understand it. I mean, it's like, yeah, if your sewer system breaks down and somebody comes with a backhoe and does a crappy job on it, maybe you don't want to hire that guy, but it doesn't mean there's a reason not to repair sewer systems. So, anyway, that's way too much, I suppose.
Well, I keep telling Creekstone they need to do some PR, and putting solar panels on these two buildings would be good PR.
But. Well, they need to do it
Jim
with
wants
me.
Jim wants it on the Bird Center, too.
Yeah, and I've got a metal roof on the Bird Center. Tell them that the old people need the help even more than Jessica's.
Your old people are the same as my old people.
I know that. but I'm in charge of mine, not yours.
Now, Jim, just to correct something, I'm only one person here. We've not heard from these others. The others could want to proceed. I know, and Jim brings up good points. I don't know if I do or not. I'm just telling you how I feel. So there may be worth some investigation.
This is Jerry. I'm not against solar panels. I'm against it for right now.
Why?
Money. Jessica is needing all of the appliances, refrigerators, stoves.
We are doing it as they fail. We're not doing them. We're not mass replacing everything, but
that's you'll have them into the budget.
It has been, yeah.
Yeah.
While I'm thinking about it, I've heard that mini splits work really well, and I was wondering if when furnaces start going out in the individual rooms, if I don't know how much mini splits cost to put in, but I've heard they work really well.
I don't know that. I can look into it. Delta has baseboard heating. I have not had not a single one fail.
Wow, that's awesome.
And they're probably the original ones from 60 years ago.
Yeah. I mean 40, but yeah.
So it's just Mount Catherine that has the furnaces?
They have furnaces, individual furnaces in their rooms. We do replace the two or three of those every year.
And I'm sure that's part of the reason we got a $3,500 electric bill.
Yeah.
In Delta, yeah. Yeah.
But so, by a year from now, it won't be 35. It'll be considerably more.
So this is Valerie. I'm just trying to remember what the Spencer told us with the solar panel proposal last month, or last meeting. There was a breakdown for 47% offset for $171,000, a 63% offset for $226,000, or a 91% offset for $343,000.
Yeah.
And it seems like he chimed in and he said this would be your best bang for your dollar. Does anyone remember that?
He did bang suggest one would be, and I don't remember which one that was.
I think he'd suggest more panels than not going with the base.
The middle range was that kind of the so the 63% offset for 225.7.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it seems like somebody asked him how long his company had been around for. Do we remember that?
That one I don't remember. I don't remember.
Okay.
Well, are we gonna open it to anybody that wants to bid, or are we gonna have closed? I think you gotta open it.
I mean, it seems like we have to have at least more two bids.
Yeah, right? You'd have to open quotes. It, but I think you could talk to their clients.
Yeah, we could ask for references. We could say successful bidder will be asked for references. But they're always going to give you the best one.
Yeah, Jim's already has vetted Spencer. He's done that.
So another question that I have, I mean, it seems like we have some excess money that we could use. What other kind of large expenses do we have possibly coming up that we might need money for?
Yeah, well, since we don't have the carpet issue, I don't think that we need to replace the carpet anymore. I would probably do rain gutters next in Delta. I would probably do cameras in Fillmore. Those are both about 10,000 each. But other than that, I think the buildings are, unless we wanted to go and start replacing appliances, just mass replace everything, I think the apartments are in good shape.
You're keeping a reserve, so you don't have to go out to Jason. You're keeping, you said you bought the fridge.
I've ordered 3 fridges. 2 of them are going to go, one's going to go into an apartment, one's going to go in the kitchen, so the next one that goes out, we just swap it. When we don't have everybody's food spoiling in the same in Fillmore, we're going to have a new one go into the kitchen in Fillmore.
Okay, we're on the solar discussion.
When's Creekstone? What are they doing? When are they coming?
Right now, they're working on putting in the gas.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so they can tap into the line that comes to IPP. Because they can get enough gas from that to build 2 buildings.
They're not going to have to run their own line to there?
Eventually. But I really don't know how many buildings they're going to end up building. Because I don't think there's that much demand.
Don't you?
I think they're optimistic.
17 may have been a pie in the sky.
Yeah.
Right before they talked the city council into annexing them and bringing their electricity and their sewer out to
them.
That's
a separate issue. We're not getting into that.
Well, she said, ask what Creekstone was doing. I'm like, well, they're milking the city council is what they're doing.
You want to get up at 3:30 in the morning or not?
Well,
I just think it's funny that originally, and I'll get off this, originally they didn't want any Delta water, they didn't want any Delta sewer. They were going to do all this stuff their own. And like any big corporation, they said, well, wait a minute. How else could we do this?
Don't blame them for asking.
And Delta City is happy to take the tax base.
Yeah. Are there a cherry stand out
there? Questions.
Go ahead, Matt.
Okay, so with this solar quote, now is it, did it consist of including an inverter system as well?
It's a total system. It's everything.
So is
it would have to have the inverter. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not necessary, but the inverter allows it to operate if the grid is shut down.
Yeah, it's a total system.
So an inverter, are you talking like a battery bank?
No. It just converts. It allows, because traditional, like if you don't have an inverter and you have solar panels on your house, if the power goes out, your solar panel shut off.
Right.
So you still don't have power. So the inverter allows that to kick on with certain circuits and continue to utilize that solar energy even if the power is out.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that comes with it. Because with our inverter, all it does is convert it from DC to AC so it can go onto the grid.
That's
and
an
the
inverter.
Grid just
right.
Stores.
Inverter.
Pardon?
Right.
That's an inverter
and so it all. Yeah, and it acts as a switch to kind of like isolate the system from the grid. Because basically, if the power goes out and you've got a lineman down a mile away, you don't want all the houses continuing to generate electricity through their solar panels, pushing it into the grid, and then all of a sudden the guy thinks that the line is dead, but actually it's hot because you've got 150 homes pushing power into the line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what an inverter does, and I think with like the nature of the building, I think that would be like it costs more, but I like to me it's like that's kind of a no brainer based on the residents and what the mission of the housing authority is to do that. So like that, I'm curious about that. I really like it costs more, but like going with the carport installation or, you know, some kind of separate from the roofing. I think the initial installation would be more, but I think long-term it'd end up saving money. And is that kind of what that idea is?
Can I speak to that, Jack? Matt? Jessica?
Yes.
Do you have enough room over there in your parking area for hundreds of panels?
If we did a carport and it was up and put it on top, yeah. How many panels you can fit, I don't know that.
Because half of that parking lot is mine.
Was it?
You don't own the whole parking lot.
At the Bird Center?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, maybe you could use some of those carports and use some solar panels, too.
I don't know that there is enough room to put as many panels as
we need.
I think it belongs on a roof.
So the 47% offset requires 201 panels. 63% offset is 264 panels.
Well, I think.
Is there a square footage with those offsets?
Not that I see.
I'm trying to. He had emailed it to him. I'm trying to find those emails, but.
I think we need a non-interested party to help us on this to put together the bid. Because I don't think I can put together the specs for the bid. Spencer probably could, but do we want a bidder to put together the specs?
Well, before the sun goes down, this is Jim, all I'm hoping for is some consensus from the board that this is a good idea that we shouldn't forget about for the next 10 years. And that by, say, next, I don't know if it's better to do it in the summer or not, say by next spring, that we would seriously consider either having Creekstone give us some panels or having somebody do something. Because you're going to have plenty of money. He just got through saying that he doesn't know if he wants to ask the USDA for more money. I want him to ask it for more money. I want it to go here. So anyway, That's the only, I'm not asking for a motion or tomorrow. I just want to know if we can't get serious about it at least by next spring. And I think, how many places do you see that have it on roofs compared to how many places build a carport? It's not worth it, I think.
Commercial businesses will make a specific spot for them, but the physical therapy building down there.
Yeah. Howard Quackenbush put him on a carport.
Yeah. Well, he's got a carport, so.
Is there enough surface area on the roof with the right orientation?
Yes. He had a map of our roof and showed us the layout.
So this is the 47%. Yeah. This is the
9%. So, anyway.
Jim, we are going to get them. So just relax.
Good. Just because I would hate to be the secretary 10 years from now that said, Jessica, how much have we wasted, spent on electricity in the last 10 years that we didn't need to? And she'll say, well, 0.8 million, not much.
I think the more that we can pay for outright instead of financing, I think that's the better.
Yeah, I agree. And I think next year would be better than now, but I just... Going into this, I just didn't know how many.
Wasn't it? Next year?
Yeah.
Next year, what did you say, Jerry?
That's what I was saying to start with, was next year.
Yeah. I'm with you. I just didn't know you felt that way. That's why I ask.
So would the goal then be to just continue to save with the goal to finance solar panels?
And build it into the budget as best we can to...
Yeah.
Any extra we get, funnel in that direction.
Yeah.
And whatever commissioners over this group, you guys say, hey, you guys, you need to go pressure the creek some.
Vicki said.
No, don't say my name.
We'll talk to Howard.
Vicki said.
It's like David pressuring Goliath, but go ahead. Tell him to try.
This campaign is a perfect campaign. No muds, ball throwing, no names calling, no slinging anything. And, they may make the people believe that the current commission is spending the money too much.
I think that there's so much misinformation going around that people just thought, we're getting rid of them.
But they didn't get personal.
No.
Good.
Okay. Well, anyway... the solar panel will be, I'm sure, Jim, with you around, that it will raise its head quite often. And are we through any more?
So do we just table it for right now for a later discussion, or do we see about a second quote to get
another ballpark idea.
Let's get
So when's the next meeting anyway?
September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, September 23rd.
I will work with Brent and we will work on what we can set aside in the budget to save up for this. I think we want to do at least 200,000.
Yeah.
And how much are we going to want to take from the current funds, too?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk about it again in September. Is that the consensus?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
New business, I don't have any. Do you guys?
I only have one. The last meeting, and I know there were reasons for it, so I'm really not trying to be overly critical, but the last meeting I was asked to ratify the increase for
Christy
after the fact, after it already happened. Now, you know, if the building was on fire and we needed money to put the fire out, I can understand that, but I don't really understand why you didn't send us an email and say, we're considering doing this.
Yeah.
You're going to vote yes or no on it. Because I think Jay felt awkward too. I felt awkward. It's like, well, yeah, I guess I'll okay it, but I'd a lot rather okay it if I knew about it before the fact. Am I the only one that feels that way?
That was on me. It was within my discretion. I've got $2,000 discretion that I can raise, and that was at the limit. And the reason that we only pay them $49 a month,
I remember,
is because they don't want a 1099. They raised the limit of a 1099, and so I raised her salary to $165.
I know. Yeah. I just, in the future, I just wish that
noted.
I not be asked to vote on something that's already happened.
Okay.
It doesn't seem fair.
It was more of a heads up. We probably should have, I mean, it didn't need to be voted on. It was more of a heads up, but I could have addressed it differently.
Well, honestly, I got an email one time about whether we were going to do roll carpeting or square carpeting in the Fillmore facility. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this was at least as important as that, and I didn't remember getting an email about it. So I just think in policy, maybe I'm being a grouch.
I can handle that better. That's fine.
But
well, maybe we set something up, too, that says, you know, you send an email or a text message or whatever, and if by 3 days later, if you haven't heard anything from them, then it's an automatic vote for something.
It actually was something that didn't need to be ratified, as Jessica said, but it was something I want brought up, and maybe I shouldn't have asked for a vote. Maybe we should have just told them. You know, I mean, because it was well within your purview to say, I want to do that. So.
And not both of them. I mean, the manager over in Fillmore didn't get the same raise. He doesn't put in the same. Christy leaves work and comes in at all hours of the night to open doors for it. We get a lot of deputies showing up there and a lot of ambulances.
But we will look at that differently and maybe send out an email and put the process off. I think we were pretty close up against the wire on it. Okay.
I make a motion that we close the meeting.
Well, we need to mention that, we have already mentioned that the next meeting is September 23rd.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I have a motion that we adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Is anybody opposed to adjourning?
Jim's finally going to get to go home and get some sleep.
Yeah. Well, Matt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We look forward to meeting you.
And Jim?
Yes.
You definitely deserve to go to heaven someday because of all this stuff you were sharing.
Well, maybe on the freeway going to Provo tomorrow.
No, we don't want to happen to you soon.
You haven't seen how I drive at 3:30 in the morning.
You're way too young. You got to hang in here.
I'm sorry, who is Matt?
Matt Masner replaced Greg Roper. Greg's
I guess
term was up.
And turn it off.
And somebody talked this young man into doing this.
So how long is the term?